This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 11 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning. Time now for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. 12 and one half after 6 on this Friday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. On the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat trading at 471 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. September wheat trading at 477 and a half, up 4. And December wheat trading at 489 and a half, that's up 3 1/4. July corn trading at 383 and 3/4, up 4 3/4. September corn trading at 391 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. December corn trading at 399 and a half, up 3. July soybeans trading at 838, that's down 1 3/4. August beans trading at 845 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. And September beans trading at 852, that's down a half. July oats trading at 294 and a quarter, that's unchanged. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Thursday's Port of Grain Price and Trend, prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Thursday afternoon, with more moisture in the forecast leads to another higher day. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shelled corn bids up 7 cents at 333 to 360. Soybean bids were 4 to 7 higher at 753 to 793. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shelled corn bids up 10 to 11 cents at 346 to 364. Soybean bids are up 5 cents at 772 to 802. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids are up 10 to 12 cents at 339 to 379. Soybean bids are mostly 3 to 4 higher at 786 to 817. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 to 6 higher at 808 to 815. Basis was steadied up to at 3200 to 2500 the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 280.90 to 293.90, up 210 a ton, with basis unchanged at 2108 under the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were up 10 cents at 361 to 380, with basis steady at 18 under 1 over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators coated a price of corn bids 9 to 10 cents higher at 360 to 364, with basis unchanged to down 1 at 19 under to 15 under the July. Soybeans ended up 4 cents at 804 to 810, with basis steady at 36 under to 30 under the July. New crop wheat prices were up 18 cents at 437 to 460, with basis unchanged at 30 under to 7 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal always placed their producer corn bids 11 cents higher at 386 to 387. These elevators are aged their soybean prices 6 to 7 cents. Quotations at 834 to 835. Soft wheat closed up 18 to 20 cents at 496 to 497. Milo ended the day 9 cents higher at 403 to 404. Contract bids producers for October-November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 337 to 366, soybeans at 778 to 809. And in the central part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 354 to 371, soybeans at 795 to 821. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 330 to 372, soybeans at 788 to 819, and June, July wheat at 441 to 478. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade, June hogs trading at 92.22, up 40. July hogs trading at 92.40, up 47. And August hogs trading at 93.30, up 67. June cattle trading at 110.47, up 80. August cattle 107.95, up 97. October cattle trading at 107.90, up $1.15. May feeder cattle trading at 134.22, down 170. August feeders trading at 143.32, up 105. And right now, once again, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with this Thursday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Dog Report, calculation through a 200-pound pork carcass traded 55 cents lower. in a range of $72 to $85 with a weighted average carcass price of $81.26. From the Illinois Direct Sow, Port Slaughter Sow price were steady with good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows, 100 to 400 pounds, traded 50 to 54, 4 to 5 weight of 52 to 56, 5 to 6 weight of 55 to 62, and over 600 pounds, $58 to $64. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices of barrels and gelts country buying points were firm, with good demand for light offerings ranging from $52 to $58. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gelts totaled $22,075. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live bases traded 114 to 118 and on dress bases at 184 to 186. Choice heifers and live bases traded 114 to 118 and on a dress base at 184 to 186. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 335 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was 86.13, which is 68 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 219.56, which is a penny lower, while select carcasses are 207.88, which is 16 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 121,000, compared to 119,000 last week and 122,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 464,000, compared to 478,000 last week and 447,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys at the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you by CHS, farmer-owned with global connections, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, with 19 locations to serve you. And in our ag news on this Friday, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall sent a letter to President Trump, and trade was a big topic. He tells the president that American farmers need a swift resolution to the ongoing trade war with China. The six-year downturn in farm prices that has produced near unprecedented economic uncertainty and hardship is getting worse as a result of Chinese tariffs, he wrote to the president. U.S. farmers and ranchers now face a third wave of tariff increases by China in retaliation to the latest increase in U.S. tariffs that went into effect on Friday, May 10th. The mere increase in U.S. tariffs, or the mere threat, sent prices further downward for certain commodities last week. The trade challenges are made even worse by bad weather this spring that's hurt planting progress. In fact, Duvall tells the president that some farmers may not opt to plant a crop at all this year. An aid package would help some of the distressed farmers continue to operate, but the real solution to the problem is open markets. Duvall says, "We ask that your trade negotiators make a deal as soon as possible to end the tariffs that slash our exports, destroy a once promising market for agriculture, and make the farm economy worse." Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on disaster relief next week, right before the lawmakers leave town for the Memorial Day. He's hopeful that the Senate will vote on legislation that the president is willing to sign. While the House passed a disaster bill last week, congressional leaders and the White House have been hard at work on a bipartisan bill that can get through both chambers easily. Senate Appropriations Chair Richard Shelby says that senators are on the verge of an agreement. Politico says McConnell, Shelby, and Trump all have interests that have been holding up the deal. McConnell is a big supporter of the hemp industry and is looking to make sure crop insurance by 2020 for hemp producers is in the legislation. Shelby wants more money for harbor maintenance, while President Trump is pushing for more funds to address border security. Negotiators say the biggest points of contention yet to work through are nearly settled. Both sides have agreed to provide Puerto Rico with hundreds of millions in additional aid, an important point that the Democrats had to ask for. Growth Energy, the Renewable Fuels Association, and the U.S. Grains Council all were pleased that the European Commission won't renew anti-dumping duties on imports of U.S. ethanol. The decision comes after a review of the anti-dumping action the Commission implemented back in 2013 and has been in place ever since. The Commission says it found no evidence that would have warranted continuing those duties. They also feel removing the duties would in no way encourage dumping into the EU. "We welcome the European Commission's decision to open the market to free and fair competition," says Craig Wills, Senior VP of Global Markets with Growth Energy. It's a win-win for our EU trading partners who will be better positioned to meet their environmental goals while holding down prices for European drivers. Tom Slate, U.S. Grains Council president, says the decision will allow more access for U.S. ethanol and is very welcome news for his group. Temperatures are on the rise for the last half of May for most of Illinois.
Going through the rest of May, it looks pretty average to likely to be slightly above average on the temperatures. So we don't see many cool days ahead, more of your typical second half of May type temperatures. At times that you'll start feeling the humidity a little more, which is common for in May. And we'll also have to watch when these systems come through for any type of severe weather. There's nothing, no specific thing on the severe weather outlook at this point. But that certainly becomes a factor as we work our way into May as well.
That's meteorologist Eric Schmidt with EJS Weather in Newton. He says dew points will also be increasing this month.
Especially the second half of May is when we start seeing the 60-degree dew points creep this far north, and certainly that can add to the severe potential once we get stronger fronts to come through the area. Makes it more unstable when it's a little warmer, so certainly that will add to it.
Schmidt says there should be some intermittent rain shower activity for the rest of May as well. Illinois agriculture officials are encouraging farmers and ag chemical facilities to save empty chemical containers for recycling late this summer. Agriculture Department Director John Sullivan announced Wednesday that the state will collect empty pesticide and other chemical containers at various sites from mid-August and into September. The containers can be recycled into shipping pallets, lumber, and other plastic products. Metal and household pesticide containers are not eligible for recycling. Collection sites will accept only high-density polyethylene containers. They're commonly known as number two plastic. Participants must rinse containers and remove all labels, caps, booklets, and foil. Program assistance comes from the Agriculture Container Recycling Council, GrowMark, the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, G. Phillips and Sons, the Illinois Farm Bureau, and the University of Illinois Extension. The Hillsboro FFA will hold their monthly meeting on Sunday. It starts at 4 at the Hillsboro High School Ag Room. Members will discuss the upcoming state convention and summer activities. And finally, the month of May is Beef Month in the United States, so to celebrate, the folks with the Central Illinois Livestock Association have donated four $25 gift certificates to Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. To enter to win in this giveaway, you can email us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com with your name, phone number, and beef in the subject line of the email. The last day for entries is Thursday the 30th. Ag Director Gabe Osborne will then pick four lucky winners at random on Friday the 31st. If you're a winner, you will be contacted by phone and email, and you can pick up your certificate here at the WSMI studios between Litchfield and Hillsboro. And thanks to Tom Anderson of Butler and all the folks with the Central Illinois Livestock Association for the certificates. That's the Ag News for this Friday. Reporting for Ag Director Gabe Osborne, I'm Randy Prangy. Are we written in the sand?
Trying to get it while we can. Are we names in a tattoo? Or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last call kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Thank you.
Old Dominion on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Cardinal baseball this evening. The Cardinals in Texas to play the Rangers. Our coverage at 6:10 on AM 1540 and on FM 106.9.
Listen for St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106.9. Brought to you by Hawkeye Steel Warehouse and Fab Shop for custom-built gates, sheds, and more at Exit 44, Mott Olive. And by Newhouse Heating and Cooling in Litchfield, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer with over 30 years' experience. And for the Cardinal broadcast schedule, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Get your summer started right with Memorial Day savings at Sears Hometown in Litchfield. Going on now, take up to 45% off appliances, plus use your Sears card to save even more. All manufacturer rebates can be stacked. Lawn and Garden is up to 30% off, and all Husqvarna and lawn tractors get an instant $100 rebate. Save on all power tools, mechanic tool sets, and tool storage. Remember, no credit is no problem at Sears Hometown. $60 down is all it takes to get the best brands.
WSMI.
I've been watching my way. I've been trying to do right. I've been trying to get a little more sleep at night. I've been working like a dog. I've been going to church. Yeah, I've been being so damn good it hurts. I kind of want to light up a couple smokes. Kind of want some crown mixed in my coat. Kind of want to hole up in some corner booth somewhere. I kind of want to find. Nothing at all. I don't want to sit around here all night wishing you'd call. I kind of want to drown your memory. Kind of want to raise my finger to all them used to be's. I kind of want to light up a couple smokes. Kind of want some crown mixed in my coat. Kind of want to hold.
That's Justin Moore on WSMI FM 106 AM 1540. Coming up next, we'll have a check of color radar weather and the news.
You don't have time to get sick, and you certainly don't plan on getting hurt. But despite your best efforts, germs are shared and accidents happen, and usually when there doesn't seem to be a doctor around. Carlinville Family Healthcare's new Care Now weekend walk-in clinic is here for you every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. No appointment necessary. The best part is you don't have to be a patient. After your visit, you are free to schedule a follow-up appointment with your regular physician. The Care Now weekend walk-in clinic inside of Carlinville Family Healthcare.
WSMI.
Well, I've heard it said the grass is always greener. We want what we can't have, so it seems. When I looked at you, the world never looked any sweeter. But I'll go home to her and see you in my dreams. So if you want someone to fill your waking hours with a love that is real, baby, I'm still not free. If you think you could fall for a telephone call and some flowers, if you're dreaming of someone, you can dream of me. When the stars are right, sometimes I still can remember the clear September night we first met. I never looked at another. Then the winter came, how quickly we forget. So if you want someone to fill your waking hours with a if you're